we've got a bit of domestic pressures with beef rising. However, that gives me more of a challenge to go out there and show the diversity of the beast and how we can maintain and grow demand with, you know, large food service accounts like big catering companies, pub groups, restaurants and quick service restaurant chains. So that's my focus in the domestic market, to really get out there and talk to the food development managers of these companies, talk to food and beverage managers of these companies and procurement, and you know, give them recipe innovation and turnkey solutions to keep Aussie beef on the menu.
We keep hearing higher beef prices mean your meat pie, your steak at the pub, it's all going to become more expensive. How do you get consumers to still consume beef?
Well, it's about understanding that it's a premium product. Yes, it may be a bit expensive than what it was on the domestic front, but you know, if you go globally overseas and have a look at beef prices there, you know, we still got some great prices for our domestic product here. So it's about teaching consumers that, you know, it's a premium product. You know, it's high in iron, it's high in protein, it's high in zinc, it's got many nutritional benefits, and the diversity of the beast, there's still some, you know, quite economical cuts that fit into a good cost of goods for menus on food service.
Why do you think Australians should eat beef?
Well, it's natural, isn't it? You know, it's what we grow up with, you know. You don't have a barbie without a steak, as far as I'm concerned, you know, so it goes chalk and cheese. So, you know, and we have a look at all the diversity. You know, Australia's a very multicultural country, so they're doing all different things. If the you know, we've got the Brazilians that have influenced with the rump cap and the churisco. We've got the Americans that have influenced our cuisine with Texan slow and low cooking of our product, and we've got the good Aussie barbie where we grill steaks. So, you know, all those multicultural influences, the internet, you know, lifestyle channels. There's a food channel now on SBS that started this year, influences the consumer to try other things that they probably haven't done in the past, you know.
We keep hearing that there's so much international interest in Australian beef, but are international chefs interested in cooking with Aussie beef?
Yeah, I can say that firsthand. So I've just come back from China for Australia Week in China with Austrade over there promoting Australian beef and lamb. And, you know, over in the Japanese market, working front line with some of the big, big food service players to make sure we get up, you know, we grow demand with the product over there. And, of course, if they love our product. Why? Because it's clean. It's got good traceability system. It's good eating. We've got MSA, you know, so it's a great product all around. Why wouldn't they want it?
Without making our stomachs grumble, how are they cooking it?
Well, you know, we're seeing all sorts of things. In the Asian market, there's a lot of braising. There's a lot of fast cooking. There's a lot of grilling. In the American markets, they're using a lot of our trim products still in burgers. But they're also, you know, using, you know, we've got great grass-fed steak, you know, so that's an alternative to the grain-fed, which is quite popular over there. So, yeah. And one of the things at the moment I'm toying with is that we did a take on the salt and pepper squid, but with beef, where we got the rump cap and we sliced it really thin across the grain. We soaked it in egg white. And then we had rice flour with five spice, Szechuan pepper, sea salt, cracked black pepper. We dusted in that. We flash fried at 180 degrees. It crisps up nice and crispy. And then we serve it in a little milk bun with some Mizuna lettuce and some Kewpie mayonnaise and salt and pepper beef bun. Look out, salt and pepper squid. You know, beef's coming your way.
That paddock to plate process, you're obviously the plate end of the scale. The Roomful in Blackall is the beef producer. They're the paddock side of things. What's your message to beef producers?
My message to beef producers is keep on doing what you're doing. Keep producing the best product in the world. You know, I appreciate it. I go out there, I tell your story. I talk about the early risers and the late finishers and how central West Queensland's been in drought. You know, it hasn't been easy. But, you know, you've got the best product in the world. We're out there pushing it wherever we can. And I'll continue to do that. And, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, because I believe, and I thoroughly believe this, I don't just say it because I work for MLA, that we got the best beef in the world, you know, the diversity of it. You know, we've got grass and grain, you know, PCAS, we've got good systems, MSA, you know. Unbelievable, you know. It's so excited to be a part of it.
Do you have a preference? Do you want grain-fed beef? Do you want grass-fed beef on your plate? Do you want organic? What do you want?
No, what I want as a chef, you know, I don't have a real preference. It's just like everything, you know, different wines, different types of beef. As long as it's Australian, that's all I want on my plate.